This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so for years, they have been trying to come up with male birth control. And I know the guys always kind of squirm, you know, because the sperm are like, oh, hell no. And you know, male birth control just isn't a real popular idea, even though I think it's brilliant. Not because I'm a woman, but I think it's a heck of a lot easier to control a man's reproduction than a woman's. I just do. I mean, oh my gosh, the egg and the tubes and the hormones and the progesterone, and then yet, you know, you just kind of, you know, steer the sperm to, you know, another railroad track. It's kind of easy, kind of simple. I really, really think we underutilize some pretty damn good science when it comes to birth control. And, you know, a lot of women, they can't get pregnant after their 50s. But a male can impregnate way into his 90s. So it would make sense to try to attack, sorry, you know, for using the A word, but attack the male reproductive elements, which are a lot easier, cheaper. I can't think of all the, you know, errs that I could come up with when it comes to male reproduction. So apparently, we keep getting these little news breaks, these little snippets of how the latest drug is working. And you still don't see it on the market, and you still don't see men line up. And here's the thing, if I was a guy, I would be first in line. If I was a guy that was kind of, you know, working the field and, you know, not wanting to, you know, have a baby with somebody I casually hooked up with, not that I would do casual hookups. I don't know. I've wondered, if I was a guy, what would I do? Because as a girl, I've been very conservative. I know it doesn't sound like it, you know, on air. Well, that conservative, maybe. But, I mean, I was a real, real good girl. I mean, we're talking long skirts, never wore a mini skirt, no way. You know, turtlenecks, and I don't think I've ever worn a tube top in my life. Now, again, that's like old school. We're talking like, you know, 80s, right? 70s, 80s. But, you know, and even, you know, I will never wear like a low-cut dress or whatever. And, I mean, I'm married, and, yeah, I think it's cool when people flirt with you. I think it's pretty cool. But I, you know, would never act on it. And, you know, but if I was a guy, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Do you guys ever, like, imagine what you would be, you know, what you would do if you were a member of the opposite sex? You know, I mean, some people, they prefer to be a member of the opposite sex. I don't know. The only reason why I would want to be a guy is because, and I don't want to perpetuate any stereotypes here, but I really, really, really love the concept of man caves. I mean, I am infatuated with that idea where you get to hang out with just the guys, you get to watch a game, you get to drink, eat, fart, you know, sit in lazy boys, and you don't have to crack open a window if you don't want to. I just really like that whole, you know, everybody leave us alone and let us talk like guys. I just do. The problem is I can't do that. You know, most of these man caves have like these signs saying no boobies allowed. You know, and no matter how hard I try or how big the jersey, you can still see them. And so I like to hang out with the guys. So, you know, I wonder if I was a guy, you know, what would I do? But I don't think I would be a good looking guy. I don't think if I were a guy, I'd be the type of guy that would, you know, get a lot of action. I just don't. I also think I would probably not be the sexiest of guys, right? Because, you know, I like to talk a lot and, you know, I like to, you know, dissect things and give my opinion. Women like to talk. So I don't know how interested I would be in what she has to say. And if I were the guy, I would be like doing all the talking. And then she'd be like, you know what? I'm done. This is about me. And I'm like, no, it's about me. And so I just don't know. I just don't see it fly. I just don't. But anyway, you know, in terms of birth control, there's an experimental male birth control for 28 days. And of the 30 men that took it, no serious side effects. And it showed signs of decreased sperm production according to results of a phase one safety test. And this was presented at the Endocrine Society annual meeting in New Orleans. So the purpose of the phase one trial is to gather initial data on the drug safety, not to test whether it's effective. Yeah, there's no use testing efficacy if the sucker's going to hurt somebody. So we need to make sure it's safe. And then we go into the efficacy trials. They say, though, that the duration of the trial was insufficient to prove the pill's effectiveness as a contraception. You would have to, like, take it for at least a few months. But they say that the hormone changes seen in the volunteers look like it's working consistent with effective contraception. So they say the effects of the drug seem to fade, though, once the man stopped it. So then the next thing that, you know, guys are going to have to be very honest about is, will they be pretty consistent with taking it? You know, men taking a pill every day, we women, we kind of got used to that. You know, we were like, look, if we don't want the acne, if we don't want the heavy periods, if we don't want to get pregnant, and we're like, okay, we'll take a pill. Guys, I don't know if guys are really into the whole pill thing. There's some guys really, really good. They'll take the blood pressure, they'll take the cholesterol and all that, but I don't know if the average young guy, the average young guy, and again, no offense, I got two boys, but the average young guy doesn't like, you know, shave every day, shower every day, wash their clothes every day. You know, the whole cyclical sort of regimen doesn't really seem to happen unless, you know, you're in the military and then you are on it. So, but the drug is known as 11-beta-MNTDC, and it mimics testosterone. And you take 200 milligrams once a day, and then some got a dummy pill, some got twice the dose, and they found it to lower the amount of sperm that they make. Now, my only problem is this one little baby sperm is all it takes to make a baby. So, can we trust it at 100%? But so far, it shows it's safe, so not too bad. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly, you should think you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess I just got a news alert that the mightiest Tyrannosaurus Rex on record has a name. Scotty. Not really sure if that's, you know, crustacean period or whatever the heck the period was that, you know, these were in, but name was Scotty. Did they get that from Star Trek? And I guess he is the new T-Rex heavyweight champion of the world. Weighing in at 19,555 pounds, according to this new study, as much as 6.5 Volkswagen Beetles. Now, he lived, Scotty, they say he's male, on Earth 65 million years ago. And they say Scotty was so massive that it edged out Sue. Now, this was the famous T-Rex at the Field Museum at the National History in Chicago. Scotty is about 880 pounds heavier than Sue. Good, because I don't think a lot of women's groups would have liked Sue being the one with the biggest fish. I think they'd be like, please. It's insulting to us. So they're like, no, don't worry. Scotty has the bigger tushy. Like, all right, we're good. And they say that's a lot. An 880-pound heavier T-Rex. I still don't get how they could date and carbon date and go back and pinpoint when something lived. I mean, I get the whole extrapolation thing, but I'm just not 100%. You know, on board with them being that dead on accurate. So, they say, lead researcher Scott Pearson is a paleontologist at the University of Alberta. And he said that's a lot of weight, but not as much when you're dealing with a tyrannosaur. I don't deal with tyrannosaurs, so I can't comment. Researchers originally found Scotty back in 1991, near Saskatchewan. But it took years to dig out and then prepare the dinosaur, because the rock the fossils were embedded in were, quote, so gosh darn hard, Dr. Persons told Life Science. See, that's how scientists talk. So gosh darn hard. Now, I always tell you guys the real truth. Okay, that's not how scientists talk. We don't say gosh darn hard. Whenever somebody uses the term gosh darn, that takes enormous X-Men strength to hold back what you really want to say. So when I hear somebody said it's so gosh darn, you know that in that lab there was some real, real heavy four-letter words going on. Yeah, that has. And think about it. If it's how many tons? How many? It's 19,000 pounds. That's 10 tons. I'm sure that was a pretty bad work. The rock was heavily cemented sandstone, rich in iron, and was part of the Frenchman Formation, which dates to the last Cretaceous period from 72 million to 65 million years ago. Yeah, I mean, that. Okay, you see that, okay, am I wrong or am I wrong? They talk about going, no, this isn't, you know, 65 million years old, this is only 45 million years old. You know, and a bunch of scientists are standing there going, yeah, no, definitely only 45 million years old versus 65 million. And I would be standing there going, what? Wait a second. We're talking about millions of years ago. Okay, I read my Bible. Okay, I get how maybe the Earth has been around a little bit longer than the Bible. But how are you guys telling me that you can tell the difference between 20 million in years when something is millions of years ago? Like, well, it's obvious. You know, look at the leaf. Look at the bone structure. This only happened 35 to 45 million years ago. Yeah, see, can't you tell? No. Okay. It's old. Anything beyond, right, BC and AD, anything before that, to me, is old. T-Rexes lived for only the last 2 million years of the Cretaceous, or from about 67 million to 65 million years ago. Now, the researchers said they were all thrilled. I know some of you are like, well, how does a scientist look thrilled? Trust me, they can. I mean, they probably pee up their white coat. I am sure some of these people poop on themselves. I would. I did science. I worked in a lab. You guys know that. I worked at the EPA. And it was actually one of my most fun jobs, believe it or not. And the reason why is the couple of guys I worked with were really, really nice, but they were really, really quiet. And they kind of, you know, left me alone. And so I got to sometimes be in the lab all by myself. Now, if you've ever been in a lab and love to sing, it's amazing acoustics. And so I could sing, I could dance, I could, you know, make jokes, I could talk to myself, and it really was, the quiet of the lab was really cool. And I got to sit there and pipette. I was doing these ivermectin studies. We were studying ivermectin and how it affects cattle, and I don't really remember what the hell I did, but I remember that I had a good time in the lab. So, all right, after all of Scotty's fossils were prepared, wait a second, the researchers were thrilled. They said the only spirit that was on hand was an old bottle of scotch when they celebrated. Wow, the researchers got lit. Did you see this? They said the only spirit that was on hand was an old bottle of scotch. Okay, no. Okay, yeah, obviously they aren't using lab cabinets to the degree that they should. There are so many places in a lab where you can hide alcohol. Right behind the Erlenmeyer flasks. All you have to do is put a label on it saying toxic, do not use. It's for, you know, Barney's science project. And no one's going to touch it. And that's where your Jack and your, you know, Crown could be. Honestly, I'll give them a schooling. After all Scotty's fossils were repaired, researchers found that they had about 65% of the skeleton, including the skull, the brain case, the lower jaw, vertebrae from the neck, back, and tail, and parts of the hips, leg, and shoulder. Now, many of you guys who've been to these natural history museums, you'll take a look at these you know, fossils. You're like, wow, you know, they got, you know, every single bone. They really didn't. If you take a look, some of the bones are models. So what they do is they fill in the gaps, you know. So, you know, if let's say they only found, you know, maybe 20 ribs, they'll make some extra ribs, you know. But, you know, the majority of it is there. Now, they say Scotty was not the heaviest dinosaur on record. That honor went to his mother-in-law. No, this is a sorry. That honor likely went to the long-necked Argentinosaurus. I know, these names are so fake. Argentinosaurus, who could have weighed up to 110 tons. Now, get this. They say the feat of determining dinosaur mass is a highly debated subject, as there are different ways to calculate it. You see, you're trying to tell me how much this dinosaur weighed. You didn't even know what he ate. And what if he didn't poop, you know, for a week? Now, don't tell me, you know, you could, you know, assess the weight on something that lived 65 million years ago. No. So anyway, I think at first they didn't know if Scotty was a boy or girl. But then they figured it out. So he's about 40 feet long, bigger than Sue, Peggy Sue. And they're all excited about that. All right, can I move on? Are we done talking about dinosaurs? Yeah, you know, as a kid, I was really excited about the whole dinosaur thing. I was also excited about the whole planet thing. And I'm not really excited about any of that now. I when I hear about dinosaurs and fossils, I'm like, eh. You know, when I hear about space, I'm like, eh. And I think I figured it out. I think Star Wars and Jurassic Park are to blame. Now, mind you, Star Wars, my favorite series ever. But now I've seen moons and spaceships and galaxies and stuff so much that when you do see pictures of the planets, you're like, eh. You know, I saw Luke fly around all of that, so no big deal. Same thing with dinosaurs. You know, Jurassic Park was fantastic. But then they did too many Jurassic Park movies. And yeah, I think the last couple were okay, but it's just not as exciting anymore. And, you know, I think we get a fatigue with some of these subjects. And it's very, very tricky. Because I don't see kids as excited about space or as excited about dinosaurs like we were. You know, a lot of things that would excite kids when they were younger, you know, we just don't have that. And is it because they are so super saturated and oversaturated with, can't technically use super saturated, that means something else with chemistry, but oversaturated by all this stuff? I mean, what excites a kid now? A YouTube video. Do flashy lights and things like that? No, not really, because they already get all that flashy lights. Certain sounds, no, they get all that. And, you know, what really makes kids tick and excited to learn? So it does require us to do some real, real fancy teaching. I have to admit that. But, you know, I was teaching medical students, and how do I compete with Scrubs? Scrubs is, like, super funny. I had to step it up. I had to step up my game. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking to reporters after all the charges against him were dropped, the Empire actor said he has been truthful and consistent with everything from day one. Former D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams on the charges being dropped.
What I have gleaned from this is that Chicago the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here. The issues were all centered around two Nigerian brothers.
Top Democrats in the House are pushing to see the full report of the investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, says it is time for everyone to just move on.
There's no collusion. This was a hoax and a witch hunt from the beginning. And I have to say, as the campaign manager for the winning part of the campaign, I resent completely folks insinuating that some of us would cheat or steal or lie.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So they say cannabis-related ER visits tripled in Colorado after legalization of marijuana. They say 3,300 patients visited the emergency room at UC Health University of Colorado Hospital alone related to marijuana back in 2012, but then that jumped to 10,000 by 2016. Most of them had GI symptoms, intoxication, or acute psychiatric symptoms. They say ER visits related to edible marijuana were around 11% between 2014 and 2016. And the researchers say their findings suggest edible cannabis products may be more toxic than marijuana that is smoked or vaped. So, alright, we have been dying for data to come out of Colorado. I'm not sure why it's taking so gosh darn long. But we legalized marijuana in Colorado, and then I believe we did Washington, and then California and other states, and now we have a whole bunch of states following suits, and I'm okay with the legalization of marijuana. I've been okay with it. In fact, I voted for it because I wanted us to study it more, and I wanted the police freed up so they could, you know, deal with, you know, more, you know, severe sort of crimes. However, I wanted it to be legalized with certain societal measures in place. Like, you know, how are we going to prevent kids from buying it and it getting sold to kids and us dealing with secondhand smoke and drivers? You know, are we going to have a means to, test people who could be inebriated or intoxicated? And no, that's not the way things go. In politics, everything is a one fell swoop sort of attitude, just like with healthcare. I mean, Obama comes in, the Congress decides to make this big, huge, stupid ACA bill, 2,200-page bill, and we have to now deal with all the ramifications, and we can hardly fix, you know, all the mess that it made. Well, we're kind of having that same problem with legalized marijuana. And again, I was for legalizing marijuana. What I wasn't for is the speed and the haphazard and the half-ass way we were doing it. And I'm driving down the highway and I'm smelling pot. I am driving behind people that are obviously intoxicated. And what are we doing about it? And now kids are, you know, having access to marijuana. Now, true, kids have access to alcohol, kids have access to cigarettes, they have access to things they're, you know, not supposed to have access to, but, you know, we just went from 0 to 90, and we didn't figure out how to very, very subtly incorporate a legalized marijuana system into our, you know, society. And legislators just do that. Same thing with the opioid crisis. With the opioid crisis, rather than going, okay, right, let's break this down. If 400 people, let's say, died in Nevada of opioid use, all right, before we make any laws, can we figure out what those 400 people died of last year or the year before? If 395 of them died from heroin, let's make a law, right, you know, helping our law enforcement officers seize and, you know, arrest those trafficking heroin. If 399 of those 400 were because Dr. Joe gave a 30-pill prescription of Lortab, then we restrict narcotics in the state. But no, that's not what they do. Legislators are worried because they got a timetable. They got their election coming up. So they have to make a law, they have to make it super quick. We are going to legalize it, we're going to please everybody, legalize, we're good. California, I got to give them credit. They had a little bit more of a plan. I don't know if it was long enough, but they had certain, you know, restrictions, and not everybody could go and get a license, and, you know, and Nevada had a fairly slower rollout than some of the other ones, but the rollout mostly had to do with who could own the dispensaries, who could sell, distribute. I really didn't see much of a plan on how we were going to limit secondhand smoke, how we were going to limit it in public places, which is where we're, I mean, I was getting buzzed off of somebody who was smoking two stories above me in the hotel. So if you have a public place and it's supposed to be a non-smoking hotel, how are you going to protect against people smoking pot in the room if smoking pot is legal? But I get there's money. There's a lot of money. So, you know, it's been really, really slow to get studies come out on, you know, what actually were the ramifications. But we're starting to get some stuff from Colorado, at least. So they say 3,300 ER visits at the Aurora Clinic were related to marijuana in 2012, which jumped to 10,000 in 2016, hence tripled. And there were also a sharp increase for the rates of hospitalization. And the team from the University of Colorado School of Medicine believes that not only will the ER visits increase as marijuana becomes more widely available and used in the state, but the findings suggest that the edible products may be more toxic than marijuana that is smoked and vaped. Now, this is huge because I've been telling individuals, if you're going to take marijuana for whatever you think it's going to help you for, I wouldn't smoke it. Leave the lungs alone. The lungs are very delicate. I'd rather you eat it. The problem is you might not get the buzz as quickly with eating, so you eat more. Or the potency you get. Or it getting into your bloodstream, you know, and absorbed through the gut. Maybe it changed some of the gut flora. I don't know. But they are noticing that cannabis edibles were causing a number of visits. And we wanted to put some data behind this. So they published this in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and the team looked at patients who visited the ER at UCH Health, University of Colorado Hospital. They found that there was a threefold increase in cannabis-associated visits during this time period. About 3,300 patients visited the ER in 2012 when just medical marijuana was legal, but then it shot up to 10,000. We discussed that. And they say 30% of Coloradans are now currently using marijuana. 30%. They say intoxication was the second most common reason, and third most common was acute psychiatric symptoms. What was first? The cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. That's where you get these severe bouts of vomiting, cyclic vomiting. Many of them want to take a shower. They say a shower seems to help their symptoms. And the only way to stop it is to tell them to stop smoking marijuana. Now, our ERs are already pretty slammed. Now, people could say, well, all right, well, let's just restrict, you know, getting marijuana and let's, you know, what? Why are there so many people smoking marijuana? Why are some people moving to it? Well, we're going to talk after the break. There's a lot of seniors that aren't able to get their medication, their pain medication, and they're in a lot of pain. And so what are they doing? They're going to be using marijuana for their joints. So we are driving, with a lot of our policies, people going to marijuana. We stopped, we did a great job with the tobacco epidemic. Told everybody to quit smoking. Cigarettes are bad. Scared everybody. We did a great job. I'm really proud of ourselves. But that just shunted everybody to the vaping. Or people went to food, right? Rather than smoking to keep their weight down, they ate. So now we have obesity. Now we have more joint issues. We have more pain issues, back issues. And then rather than having pain medications accessible because of the opioid crisis, we start limiting those, so people are going to go to marijuana. Pain's not going to go away. And again, we're legislating faster than we, you know, set up the system in place. And so people end up going, it's like the path of least resistance. And marijuana right now is it. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So marijuana dispensaries say that the average age of their customers isn't the 21-year-old stoner dude. It's 60 years old. 60-year-olds are the average age now of consumer of marijuana. As you know, most states now have legal medical marijuana. 10 of them allow anyone 21 or older to use pot recreationally. 61% of the country backs legalization. And apparently the 65 on up, the seniors, are very, very supportive. So, it's interesting. They describe here a group of, this is according to Daily Mail, a group of white-haired folks, some pushing walkers, others using canes, arrived right on time at the gates of Laguna Woods Village, which is an upscale retirement community in Southern California. And they board a bus for a quick trip. And it has a green red cross-style sign in the window. And it resembles a trendy coffee bar. And they say the people, mostly in their 70s and 80s, passed the next several hours enjoying a light lunch, played a few games of bingo, and selecting their next month's supply of cannabis-infused products. That does sound fun. You know, going out in Southern California, pretty out there. Yeah, that's exciting stuff. It's like the ultimate senior experience, says the 76-year-old retired beauty products distributor Ron Atkin, as he sits down to watch the bingo at the back of the Bud and Bloom marijuana dispensary in Santa Ana. It's called Bud and Bloom. Most states now have legal medical marijuana, as we talked about. Federal government still outlaws drug. 2018 General Social Survey says an annual sampling of Americans' views found a record 61% back legalization, and those 65 and older are increasingly supportive. Why are many of them using them? Well, aches, pains, joints, entertainment. Yeah, let me tell you something about the senior population, you young folk out there, okay? And again, I'm just as guilty. Okay, you know, because our grandparents had to live with us. You know, we couldn't really afford, everybody had separate homes. And we couldn't afford nursing homes and stuff. So my grandma lived with us for a good period of time. Grandparents and stuff. My grandfather's died too quickly. But, unfortunately, but, you know, when we look at seniors when we're young, we think that all they want to do is boring stuff, right? Think back when you were a kid. You thought, you know, when you saw an old person, you thought that they were boring, that they were old, that you thought they were stinky a little bit, right? Because a lot of times, you know, you smell a little bit of urine and things like that, right? Right? Maybe you don't have the best breath. And we thought that, you know, oh my gosh, you know, kill me now. I don't ever want to become old. Well, then I was in my 20s, and I went to the, you know, because I live in Vegas, I went to the bingo parlor. And I mean, bingo's pretty fun. I love bingo. I hate losing. But I love, you know, cussing and stuff when I lose, right? Little old lady's like, bingo! You're like, damn! Eh? I used to also love crying bingo after only four numbers, right? And everyone's like, what? And they're like, wait, you know. And I was like, oh, sorry, my bad. My bad. I thought you'd say bingo if you don't get a hit after four times. And then everybody gets grumpy. And so I have a lot of fun at bingo parties. I really do. And then I started to notice the specials, the blue light specials. The food is cheaper if you're a senior. I'm like, well, that's kind of pretty good. Then I start to notice you got senior discounts. Now, I don't qualify for any of those yet, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. Then, if you go to Disneyland, you could use one of those, like, electric walkers, those electric motorized things. Okay, so now seniors can enjoy Disneyland. So now I'm starting to look at the senior community with a different lens. And because my mom is a senior, every now and then I'll go out with her. And she will take me to the latest hotspot. And one thing I noticed very apparent, I mean, nobody even tried to hide the fact, is the older people scooched out the younger people. They just booted them off the bar seats. And the younger people are like, okay, well, you know, I'll leave. You know, there's all these old folks here. And they took over the whole bar, and they were rowdy. Just rowdy. Talking about marijuana, talking about sex. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm listening to, you know, the same sort of talk that I hear from 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, except different slang, and it's older people. And so for those of you younger who think that older people, you know, are old and boring or whatever, okay, trust me, you know, if you have Parkinson's, there's not a lot you can do. If you have Alzheimer's, there's not a lot you can do. But the average senior, they like funny movies. The average senior likes sex. They like their alcohol. And they like their dope. They like their music. They like to party. And they do. So don't be panicking about, oh, man, when I get old, I already know who I'm going to hang with. You know, now that a lot of my friends are starting to hit their 50s, you know, I'm like, wait a second. We're just as cool as we were in our 20s. True, we can't drink like we used to. Yeah, we have to watch our calories. Yeah, we're usually in bed by 10 or 11. But we're not doing that bad. We're still having some pretty good fun. So don't underestimate the seniors. Okay, so now, marijuana. As a doctor, would I say yay or nay to you as a 70 or 80-year-old smoking or eating marijuana? Well, it all depends. Okay, number one, if you're taking Coumadin, I haven't really seen a lot of studies come across my desk. If you're taking a blood thinner, if the marijuana messes with the blood thinner, okay? And then at that point, I'd have to say no. Any of these medications where you can't even, you know, fart next to the pill without it, you know, causing variance in blood levels, I can't recommend. But if you're in a crap load of pain and, you know, you don't want to do the hip or knee replacement and you want to have some fun and you want to move and you're not driving, I don't think I have that much of a problem with it. I mean, you know, I can't tell you to take anti-inflammatories or NSAIDs because those hurt the kidneys. We can't write narcotics anymore. Oh, older people really love their narcotics. I remember my grandmother loving her Percodan. Loving her Percodan. They don't have it now anymore. They have Percocet. They added Tylenol to it. I'm not sure why Percodan was taken off the market. But, I mean, you know, older people, they, you know, especially the ones who came from the 60s. And marijuana now is stronger than ever. The problem is we've got to be really, really careful with some of the illnesses and things like that that could come with it. So don't underestimate your older person. Now, we don't, though, have enough studies, and that's the only problem. I have to be very, very careful when I say, guys, go ahead, you know, go to the Bud and Bloom. Apparently at this Bud and Bloom, they say winners of the bingo games take home vape pens. Really? So they're even giving out vaping materials. I don't know if I would recommend that. They have cannabis-infused chocolate bars, sublingual drops, but there's a gentleman there, or Mr. Atkin, he has painful spinal stenosis, where the spinal cord is getting pinched because of all the arthritis buildup in the back. And he says the prescription opiates aren't working. So desperation brought him to medical marijuana. But here's the thing, and this is the final point I need to make on this before we move on. Marijuana is not a panacea because if you got tolerant to a narcotic and you found that the narcotics and the opiates weren't working anymore, the same thing's going to happen with marijuana. Eventually, the marijuana is going to stop working. It's not going to seem strong enough. And that's why we're starting to see more people with this cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, which I'll talk about next hour. But don't go crazy with your marijuana because you will become tolerant to it. And then where do you go? 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.